Does Ione Saldana send one as well? Serena asked interestedly.
I don't think so.
Tranquility doesn't own any starships, Sivings said.
Have you been there? Mosul asked.
Certainly not. It's a Black Hawk base.
Ah.
Serena looked up suddenly, her head swiveling round. At last, I've just worked out what's missing.
What? Sivings asked.
Birds.
There are always birds by the shore on normal, terra-compatible worlds.
That's why it's so quiet here.
One of the larger cargo space planes chose that moment to lift from its pad. The vertical lift engines produced a strident metallic whine until it was 100 meters in the air. It banked to starboard and slid off over the ocean, picking up speed rapidly. Serena started laughing.
Almost quiet.
Be a friend, Syrinx said in singular engagement.
Vanish.
She pulled a wry face and drained her wine glass.
Refill time. I'll leave you two alone for a moment.
She sauntered off into the reception room with a suspicious wiggle. Syrinx grinned. My loyal crew, she told Mosul in singular engagement.
Your attractive crew, he replied on the same mode.
I'll tell her you said that, once we're safely out system.
He came over and put his arm round her shoulder.
I have a small confession, she said. This isn't all pleasure.
It looks that way to me.
I want to hire a boat and visit the whales. I'd also need someone who can navigate properly to take me. Is that possible?
Alone on a boat with you? That's not merely possible, that's a guaranteed certainty.
Are there any schools near here, or do we have to go from a different island? I've only got a week.
There was a school of blues 100 kilometers south of here a day ago.
Hang on, I'll ask the dolphins if they're still there.
Dolphins?
Yes, we use dolphins to help with the fishing.
I didn't know you had servitor dolphins.
We don't. They're just plain ordinary dolphins with an affinity gene spliced in.
She followed his mind as he called. The answer was strange, more of a tune than phrases or emotions. A gentle harmony that quietened the soul. Accompanying senses flooded in. She was barreling through solid grayness, seeing little, receiving sharp outlines of sound. Shapes moved around her like a galaxy of dark stars. She reached the surface and flashed through the ephemeral mirror into the dazzle and the emptiness where she hung with tingling skin stretched taut. She felt her own body stretch luxuriously in tandem. The affinity link faded away, and she sighed in regret.
Dolphins are fun, Ione said. They make you feel good, and they rejoice in their freedom.
Like void hawks in water, you mean?
No. Well, yes, a bit.
Happy with being able to tease Ione successfully, Syrinx turned to Mosul.
It was very beautiful, but I didn't understand any of it.
Roughly translated from the Scherzo, it means that whales are still within range. It'll take a day's sailing if we use my boat.
Good enough?
Excellent. Can your family spare you?
Yes. This is a slow month coming up. We've been working our asses off for the last 9 weeks preparing for the Norfolk trade. I'm entitled to a rest.
So you think we're going to get some rest on that boat, do you?
I sincerely hope not. Although you didn't strike me as someone who'd do the tourist routine. Not that the whales aren't worth a look.
Syrinx turned to face the ocean again, squinting at the white cloud stripe where the sky merged with the water.
It's a memory for someone else.
My brother.
Mosul sensed the pain integral with the thought and didn't pry.
Al-Kadm Zoo walked up the stairs from her first-floor apartment in the St. Pelham skyscraper, coming out into the circular foyer with its high, wave-curved ceiling and tall, transparent walls looking out across the habitat parkland. A dozen or so other early risers were moving around the foyer, waiting for the lifts in the central pillar,
or heading for the broad stairs around the rim which led down to the starscraper's tube stations.